In the United States, a gunman opened fire at two Jewish facilities near Kansas City yesterday, killing three people. The shootings occurred at the Jewish community campus at Overland Park and a nearby assisted living center, Village Shalom. A suspect has been arrested. He is a 73-year-old former Ku Klux Klan leader named Fraser Glenn Cross, who was also involved in a neo-Nazi group. Overland Park Police Chief John Douglas spoke to reporters about the shootings.
The initial call came into our dispatch center at 1:03 p.m. And that first call regarding shots fired was from the Jewish Community Center, which is located at 5801 West 115th Street. Several shots were fired at that location, and witnesses stated that the suspect left the location soon after. There was one immediate fatality at that location, and this is in the back of a Jewish Community Center. And then there was a second person in that same area, probably in the same car, who succumbed to his injuries at the hospital. Several minutes later, we received a call from a second location of shots fired at Village Shalom Retirement Center, and there was one fatality at that location. The suspect was taken into custody by our department without incident in the parking lot of a Valley Point Elementary School, which is 123rd in Lamar. At this point in time, we have three confirmed fatalities.
And President Barack Obama, at the Easter season prayer breakfast this morning, deplored the shooting, saying there is no place for anti-Semitism or other religious-based hatred. He also pledged that the federal government will provide whatever assistance is needed to investigate the attacks, adding that this occurred now as Jews were preparing to celebrate Passover, as Christians were observing Palm Sunday, makes this tragedy all the more painful. Nobody should have to worry about their security when gathering with their fellow believers.